Today on From His Heart, you can get a new lease on love for free. Here's Pastor Jeff Shreve.
Today, we want to talk about a big area in so many people's lives where they need a new lease on life, and that's in their marriages. So many people get married and then they get divorced. And those that don't get divorced, so many of them, and they went into marriage wanting it to be good, but they're not happy. And many of them have just kind of a, well, I just gut it out and grit my teeth and make it through. God didn't create marriage to be a sentence, a prison sentence. He wants you on a scale of 1 to 10. He wants your marriage to be a 12. He wants it to be awesome. Marriage is a picture of Christ and the church. He wants it to be off the charts. Great.
He can heal every scar with real truth, real love, real hope from His heart.
On a scale from 1 to 10, how would you rate your marriage? Maybe the better question would be, how would your spouse rate your marriage? Well, if God wants it to be off the charts great, as Pastor Jeff has said, then God no doubt is willing to show you the way to do that. Now, if you find that your marriage relationship is needing a slight tune-up, or perhaps a fresh beginning, you can surely benefit from the timeless and greatly encouraging advice on marriage from God's Word that Pastor Jeff has for us today on From His Heart. It's a message called A New Lease on Love from the 8-message series, A New Lease on Life, and it all fits together. Speaking of encouraging, Pastor Jeff has written a new book that is really encouraging. Here's Pastor Jeff to explain.
In a world where problems abound, it is good to be reminded that there is a problem solver in the Lord Jesus Christ. He has all power and authority, and nothing is too difficult for Him. And the best news of all is this: He loves each one of us with an everlasting love. I've written a new devotional book that I believe will be a great encouragement to you. It's called Now That's Encouraging, Strength for the Day. This book has been written over a period of years, often expressing the work God has done in my own heart. The purpose of each devotional is to speak the truth in love, helping you get your eyes off your trying circumstances and on to a faithful Savior who promises to work all things together for good to those who love Him. The book is over 300 pages, so there's lots of material to encourage you regardless of how bad things may seem. Listen, God is still the God of hope. The book, Now That's Encouraging, is my gift to you for your encouraging support to From His Heart this month of $25 or more. Your investment allows us to encourage millions around the world on radio, TV, and online every day. So thanks for all you do by supporting From His Heart. God bless you.
This new extensive devotional book called Now That's Encouraging is our thanks to you for your support this month. You can go to fromhisheart.org for all the details. But first, turn to the second chapter of the Song of Solomon. The passage speaks about the little foxes in a vineyard, but you'll very soon see the relevance that it holds in your marriage today. Here again is Pastor Jeff with part one of the lesson called A New Lease on Love.
God is such a great and awesome God, and He's in the business of changing people's lives. Your life can be going in a terrible direction, and He can turn you around just like that. The moment you repent and return to Him, He can bring times of refreshing. We've seen great testimonies of Him doing just that. And you know, today we want to talk about a big area in so many people's lives where they need a new lease on life, actually a new lease on love, and that's in their marriages. Well, we live in a world today of throwaway marriages. So many people get married and then they get divorced. And then they go through problems and troubles and trials, and they say, this is not working out, so I'm going to bail out. God didn't create marriage to be a sentence, a prison sentence. He didn't create it to be some horrible, terrible, awful thing. He didn't create it so that I'll stick this person with this person. They'll hate each other. They'll either get divorced and rip their lives apart, or they'll stay together and they'll be like the Lockhorns and they'll just hate life. That's not what God wants. God wants marriage to be exciting. He wants it to be mutually satisfying and fulfilling and exhilarating. He wants, on a scale of 1 to 10, He wants your marriage to be a 12. He wants it to be awesome. Marriage is a picture of Christ and the church. It's a picture of spiritual realities. Paul told us that. And what does God want your spiritual life to be? A bust? Misery? No, he wants it to be great. He wants it to be off the charts great. So now, here is a question to ponder. How come when people enter into marriage with such excitement, they are so in love, they have this great ideal, but they enter into marriage and all of a sudden they hit problems and an ideal becomes an ordeal and then they want a new deal? How come that is? Why do so many people start out with such high hopes and end up so miserable? The Bible gives the answer. Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 15. Catch the foxes for us, the little foxes that are ruining the vineyards, while our vineyards are in blossom. You say, that's the answer? Yeah, that's the answer. Why do people start out so gung-ho about marriage and then end up with a person that they just can't stand anymore, just barely just kind of tolerate? That's because of the little foxes. Catch for us the foxes, the little foxes that are ruining the vineyard while the vineyards are in blossom. Now, the Song of Solomon is a love song that Solomon wrote to his bride. And it's filled with virtues and adoration. It's filled with praise, and it's praising the wonder of marriage, of love between a husband and a wife. God is all for marriage. He's all for love between a man and a woman. He's all for the act of marriage. God created all of that. And so he put a whole book in the Bible that talks about that. And he tells us in Song of Solomon 2:15 that you have to catch the foxes. Now, in this verse, it's the bride, it's the woman that is saying to Solomon that, hey, catch, honey, catch the foxes, those little foxes. See, a woman is very intuitive about the relationship. She's all about relationships. And so she is saying, be the leader and catch the foxes, because there are little foxes out there and they're wanting to eat up our love. They're wanting to get loose in our vineyard of love and eat up all the fruit and leave us barren and desolate, destroyed and ruined. So, what are the little foxes in marriage that destroy the love? I want to mention three. We could mention lots of them, but I want to mention three big problems called little foxes in this verse that will destroy the love. Little fox number one, unrealistic expectations. That's a little fox that will ruin and destroy the vineyard. Now, everyone enters marriage with expectations. I mean, we come in, a bride comes in thinking this, oh man, you know, I have an expectation about this marriage. The groom comes in, I have an expectation about that marriage. Everyone does that, but sometimes our expectations are unrealistic. Sometimes we have this ideal that doesn't exist. The Bible says in Proverbs 13, verse 12, hope deferred makes the heart sick. The word hope is also translated expectation. Expectation that is deferred, that is delayed, that is prolonged, that doesn't seem to come, makes your heart sick. It grieves you. It makes you sorry. It makes you weak and ill. You say, yuck. That's the way a lot of people enter into marriage. They have this unrealistic expectation, and it doesn't come to pass, and they're so heartsick over their marriage. Now, how does a woman enter into marriage? What is her mindset? What are her expectations? Romance and intimacy. Those things just permeate a woman's mind about marriage. Marriage is going to be romantic and it's going to be intimate. There's going to be such sharing. And so she says, you know, I'm marrying Mr. Wonderful. I'm marrying Mr. Right. I'm marrying this guy. He is so perfect. I mean, our marriage is just going to be so great. We're going to have long talks by the fire. We're going to have long walks by the lake, and we're going to talk and share, and he's going to care, and he's going to listen, and it's going to be so wonderful. Romance and intimacy. What is intimacy? Into me, you see. That's intimacy. That's what a woman wants, is a guy that just shares her heart. Where does she get that kind of an expectation? Lifetime. The Lifetime Network. You ever watch Lifetime? Hallmark. You ever watch that? My wife's two favorite shows, stations, Lifetime and Hallmark. It's the home of the chick flicks. That's just right there. You ever watch Rambo on Lifetime? No, he's not on Lifetime. And all the chick flicks are romance and intimacy. It's people taking long walks by the beach. It's them drinking coffee, looking at one another. And the woman just, yes, that's what I want. And that's what this marriage is going to be. And she marries John Rambo. How intimate is he? When you're pushed, killing's as easy as breathing. I mean, that's John Rambo. But that's a woman. That's her thinking. It's not wrong. That's just the way she's made. But now how about a man? What does a man do when he enters into marriage? What is he thinking? Sex and tranquility. Those two things in that order, too. Sex and tranquility. That's just a guy. That's the way he's wired. A woman, before she's married, a girl growing up, she is thinking about her wedding day. And a man is thinking about his wedding night. It's just true. It's true. That's the way we are made. Now, the woman has read in Red Book magazine that on average, a couple gets together for the act of marriage 2.4 times a week. I'm not sure what 0.4 looks like, but they 2.4 times. The man didn't read Red Book. He read Guinness Book of World Records. He's thinking, average? Who wants average? I'm going for Ripley's Believe It or Not. That's what I want. And that's a guy. That's just the way he is. And tranquility. He wants tranquility. No guy wants to come home to World War III. He doesn't want to come home and there's going to be a fight every night. It's fight night in his home. He doesn't want that. You know, that's why the Bible talks about a contentious woman. It says, like a steady dripping on a day of rain, so is a contentious woman in a man's life. Just drip, drip, drip. She's nagging, she's griping, she's complaining, she's arguing. Guys hate that. They will stay at the office forever if it's like that. So that's what he wants. Romance and intimacy for her, sex and tranquility for him. That's how they enter into marriage. That's not necessarily wrong, but those are sometimes unrealistic expectations because it's not going to be the Guinness Book of World Records. It's not Ripley's Believe It or Not. He's not going to always talk to you at the fire and take long walks. Those things just aren't going to happen day after day after day. But now here's the major problem in terms of unrealistic expectations. Both are thinking that the other will make them happy. The other person is going to make them happy. Oh, he's just so wonderful. I'm going to marry him and he's going to make me happy. Oh, he says she's so wonderful. I'm going to marry her and she's going to make me happy. It's just selfish. And people enter into marriage like a tick and they're just going to suck the life out of the other. Rick Warren has defined marriage this way, two ticks and no dog. You just two ticks get together. Well, what are you going to do there? Another person can't make you happy. Bible says in Ecclesiastes 2:25, for who can eat and who can have enjoyment without him? The Lord is the one that can make you happy. You don't feed off of your spouse. You have to feed off of the Lord. He's the one that has an inexhaustible supply. He's the one that says, come to me and you'll find rest and I will replenish you and I will restore you and you'll find your times of refreshing in me. Anytime I do a wedding, I always include Psalm 127, verse 1, unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord builds the house, he has to be the cornerstone of the marriage for that marriage to be all he wants it to be, all it can be. So unrealistic expectations, that's a little fox that you need to catch so it doesn't eat up all the love and ruin the vineyard while the love is in bloom. Little fox number two, unconscious neglect. Unconscious neglect is a little fox. You say, oh, what is that? Unconscious neglect. Unconscious neglect is failing to do the things you did when you dated. When you courted your woman. When you dated your man, the things that you did to develop the love. So often when we get married, we quit doing those things. Not on purpose, not consciously, unconsciously. We just unconsciously neglect to do the things we did when we first started in our relationship. And we get busy in life, and there are pressures, and there are things to do at work, and then the kids come, and they tax you, and they pull and drain from you, and there are hectic schedules, and you just get going in this direction and that direction, and what happens? You just kind of drift, and you lose focus on the other person. You lose focus on the marriage. It's unconscious neglect. Now, God makes it very clear what marriage is supposed to be about and what we're supposed to do. See, the husband is supposed to focus on loving his wife. That's a command from God in Ephesians chapter 5. Husbands, Ephesians 5:25, love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself up for her. If you go home and read Ephesians 5, starting in verse 25, you'll find out that God says three times to the husband that he is to love his wife. Three times in just a few verses, love your wife, love your wife, love your wife. Now, if God says something one time, that ought to be enough for us. When he says it three times in a short paragraph, we need to really pay attention, guys. We're to love her. And for love to count, she has to feel it. See, you can't just say, well, of course I love you. I said I loved you at the altar. I still love you. And, you know, every once in a while you tell her, hey, honey, I love you. Pass the toast. I mean, if it's that kind of a deal, that doesn't count. She has to feel the love. See, because in Ephesians 5, it talks about nourishing her and cherishing her and treasuring her and feeding her spiritually, emotionally, so that she feels it. Now, those were the things, husbands, that you did when you dated. You know how I know that you did that when you dated? Because you're married. She wouldn't have married you if you'd just been some slob that sat on the couch and burped. I mean, she's not going to marry that. Who wants that? No, you pursued her and you loved her. And you were with her and you wanted to talk to her and you wanted to spend time with her and you had long conversations in front of the fire and you did walk on the shores at the beach or at the lake. Man, that's what drew her heart to you. And you did it on a daily basis. That's so key. You loved her on a daily basis. You showed love on a daily basis.
You're listening to From His Heart with Pastor Jeff Shreve. And men, the attention you first gave to your wife when you originally pursued her should never diminish in intensity and will always be a major factor that draws her to you. Pastor Jeff will be back in just a moment with an example of flawed thinking that men often develop in their marriages. Now, today's message is called A New Lease on Love. And today we're airing part one. It's particularly well suited for giving to a friend or perhaps a couple who, well, they're struggling with their marriage. It's part of Pastor Jeff's 8-message series, A New Lease on Life, and it's available in multiple formats when you call 866-40-BIBLE, 866-40-BIBLE, or simply go to fromhisheart.org. If you'd like to have some great and awesome changes take place in your life and marriage, then let God show you how from His Word in this new Lease on Life series. And of course, that includes today's lesson, A New Lease on Love. Let's continue in part one with the message. Here again is Pastor Jeff.
I had a revelation about 2 or 3 months ago. I was preparing for a talk that I was giving with Family Life on being a husband. And I was looking through some materials, and I came across something that I had never thought of before, but it is so very true. It has to do with the point system. Do you know how a guy thinks? He thinks in terms of points. He thinks in terms of, okay, I'm going to do this for my wife and that for my wife, and I'm going to build up points in the point bank and then coast for a while and still just live off the interest. So you know what he does? He said, well, I took out the trash. That's a point. Cleaned the kitchen. 2 points. Made the bed without even being asked. Another 2 points. I brought her flowers. 5 points. I took care of the kids on a Saturday so that she could go out with her friends. 10 points. I took care of the kids all weekend and let her go out with her friends for a whole weekend and overnight shopping trip. 50 points. I went to a marriage conference, a weekend marriage conference. 100 points. Man, I'm just stacked up with points. I'm going to coast. I got points. You know what happens to a woman? Points are like vacation time at work. It doesn't carry over. Points are gone. It's like, hey, thanks. You did that for me, but today's a new day. All the points are gone. It's like playing Monopoly every day. You start over every day. It's like, hey, you owned Boardwalk last game, but you don't own it this game. Pay up, buddy. And it's like that. I never realized that. I said to Debbie, I said, is that true? I mean, I don't keep points like that. I start off 0 every day. She said, yeah, that's true. That just stinks. I never knew that. I thought I had so many points that I could just coast for a long time. It's a terrible revelation to know you have 0 points. So we have to daily show her that we love her.
Well, as a husband, have you been guilty of racking up points? Possibly even subconsciously we do that. Well, Pastor Jeff certainly has a head-on way of illustrating crucial principles and cultivating a godly marriage. Be sure to join us next time for even more insight into what God's Word says about marriage when we present part 2 of this lesson called A New Lease on Love. As we mentioned at the beginning of the broadcast, Pastor Jeff has written a new 321-page devotional book called Now That's Encouraging, Strength for the Day. The devotionals included in this book cover a large variety of topics to encourage you to keep moving forward in your relationship with God. It is so important to remember that failure is never final, and God's mercies are new every morning. Regardless of how bad things may seem, God is still the God of hope. This new book, Now That's Encouraging, will strengthen your faith and strengthen your day. And it's our gift of thanks to you for your support of $25 or more to From His Heart this month. It's that support from our listeners that allow us to be able to be here each and every day and on hundreds of stations around the country. So thank you so very much for standing with us, as Pastor Jeff is a volunteer for this ministry and receives no income from it. Call 866-40-BIBLE. 866-40-BIBLE, and request the book, Now That's Encouraging, when you make your gift. Or go to fromhisheart.org. Well, I'm Larry Nobles. Thank you for joining us today, and we pray that the program has blessed you and that we can continue to be a blessing to you in the days to come. And when you have a moment, we invite you to visit the website and tell us about the program and how it's blessing you, and that'll be an encouragement to us. You can contact us by clicking on the Contact Us icon on the webpage. And while you're logged in, you'll also be able to find a listing of all the television broadcast outlets that you can watch the weekly From His Heart TV program. Again, that's at fromhisheart.org. Thanks for joining us today, and we want to invite you to be here tomorrow for part 2 of A New Lease on Love, when we open up God's Word to share real truth, love, and hope from His heart. From His Heart is the listener-supported broadcast ministry of Dr. Jeff Shreve, speaking the truth in love to a lost and a hurting world. Remember, no matter what, God loves you, and He has a wonderful plan for you. Find out what that is. Go to fromhisheart.org.